Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The European Union is poised to approve the bloc's second genetically modified crop for cultivation in 15 years. At a meeting of ministers yesterday in Brussels, 19 out of the bloc's 28 nations opposed approving the crop, a corn with the name 1507 that was developed by DuPont. But under the EU's biotech rules, that isn't a big enough majority to prevent the European Commission, the EU's executive arm, from approving the corn. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA cancellation of soybean export sales of 272,000 metric tons to China during the 13-14 marketing year. Also this morning, USDA reported export sales of 240,000 metric tons of soybeans to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Federal forecasters expect U.S. farm income to decline 26.6% to $95.8 billion this year. That's the lowest level since 2010 if it is realized, and is due to a sharp drop in corn and soybean prices. USDA projected that U.S. net farm income would decrease due to an almost $11 billion decline in corn sales and a decline of more than $6 billion in soybean sales. Corn and soybean prices fell last year as U.S. growers harvested large crops, including the biggest U.S. corn crop in history. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,015. It's up 20 points. The NASDAQ, 4208, up 17. The S&P 500 is 1824, and it is up almost 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Snow was falling across portions of the Midwest this morning from Iowa into Wisconsin. As we move through the day today, this disturbance will move eastward and diminish considerably. The eastern portions of the Midwest are unlikely to come up with significant amounts of moisture from this event, and the snow accumulations that are occurring in the western Corn Belt this morning will not likely get much greater, but a dusting to an inch or two of additional accumulation is possible. The most significant storm system of the day will be the one that occurs in the southeastern part of the country. Already significant ice and snow have accumulated across portions of northernmost Georgia and the heart of northern sections of South Carolina. The storm system will become a major winter event as we move forward through the next day and a half, with the most significant ice and snow expected across the Carolinas and into Virginia. There will be some snow and ice in parts of Georgia as well, and maybe some locations across Alabama and Mississippi. We don't expect the storm to have a huge impact on these more western locations. The storm is going to rob the Midwest of moisture, and for that reason, we will see this snow event coming across the region this morning to diminish before it gets into areas like Indiana or Ohio. Behind this storm system will be another one that will come into the northern parts of the Midwest. This is likely to occur tomorrow, going into the day on Friday. This secondary storm system will likely produce anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of accumulating snow from eastern North Dakota into portions of upper Michigan, with only a dusting to an inch or two possible to the south across Wisconsin and parts of lower Michigan. That system will be followed by a surface high pressure center that will keep us from seeing much other precipitation for a short period of time. But behind that high pressure system is a warming trend and a warm front that will likely bring a wintry mix of precipitation types to the northwest northwestern Corn Belt as we move into the day on Saturday. That frontal system will lift to the northeast, and as it does, we'll likely see some of the warmest temperatures of the season already evolving across parts of the plains. That actually raises a considerable amount of concern for hard red winter wheat country. Only just days after bitter cold temperatures have impacted parts of the region, temperatures in the southwestern corner of the plains are expected to get into the 70s and 80s, and tomorrow afternoon will probably be the first afternoon in which 70-degree temperatures might occur. The heat in the southwest plains will certainly see to it that all the snow melts, and it will also bring on a significant drying trend. Eventually, crop stress is possible, and some of the winter crop may actually come out of dormancy during the next week to 10 days because of this warming trend that will likely take place. Some of the warmth will likely work its way into the Midwest, but not nearly as significantly. We have a lot more snow to melt, and we will still see some chilly temperatures across our region for the next couple of days. We probably won't see a significant warming trend in the heart of the Midwest until we get into the weekend, and at that point we will start to see the temperatures rise, but we'll probably see 30 and 40 degree readings in the north and 40s and 50s in the south as we move into the week next week. I don't expect much in the way of major storm systems for the region for a while, but look for an increase in precipitation as we move into the final days of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 655.5 down 1.5. Soft May, 585.5 down 3.5. March corn, 440 down 1.5. December, 454 down 1.75. March beans, 1323.5 down 11.25. November, 1117 down 6.5. March soybean meal, 443.20 down $6, now 610. March soybean oil, 38.86 up a penny. February live cattle, 143 up 20. March feeders, 169.10 up 32.5. February lean hogs, 86.30 up 22.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities. Good morning, Sherm.
Morning, Dave.
Well, soy meal made a new high for its move today in the March, but has backed off $5.90 since. And I suppose the cancellation this morning has something to do with that.
Yeah, that's the big news of the market this morning is China finally came out and canceled 272,000 metric ton of old beans today. And that's kind of what the trade's been anticipating or looking or waiting to hear to see if they ever did cancel. And now that the news is out, it's sending the market a little bit lower. They also came in, though, and reported that they bought 240,000 tons of new crop beans. So that's in, you know, they're still buying beans for the new crop, but the old crop situation is what the trade was looking for.
Well, I suppose unless we see meal in the March under 435, 438, we really probably ought to just take this one in stride and see what happens forward?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we really haven't done any chart damage on March beans or the March meal yet. I think we do have export sales in the morning. I think we'll need to see if we can get any, how the exports are or if there are any more cancellations. Just one cancellation is not going to kill the market, but if this is the tip of the iceberg and we see more, then the market could probably progress lower and March beans could slide down to the $13 area. And if you wanted to get a little more bearish with more cancellations, the 1280 area would be probably next in line for support.
What's your comments today on the corn market?
Corn's hanging in there pretty good, only down a penny or two. With the beans down the way they are, I think corn is range-bound more or less right now. I don't feel like we really need to go a lot higher than what we did on report day, the 449, but we should probably find pretty good support in the low 430 area. We'll see what export sales are on corn tomorrow. And if those are strong, we could probably ratchet the corn back up a little bit.
Is it possible that we see new highs for the move in the cards?
In corn, I think you're going to have to see some pretty good bullish news come in to help make new highs, and that's probably going to have to come from export sales. Without that, I think we just churn around and more than likely just chop lower, really.
All right. Thank you, Sherman.
Okay. Thanks.
That's Sherman Newland, and he is with Risk Management Commodities. Let's go ahead and take a look at how futures are currently trading. May hard red winter wheat is 6.55 down 2. Soft May, 5.85 1/4 down 3 1/4. Now it's down 4 at 85 even. March corn, 4.40 1/4 down 1 1/4. July, 4.50 3/4 down 1 3/4. Now down 2. December, 4.54 1/4 down 1 1/2. March soybeans, 13.24 1/4 down 10 1/2. July, 12.90 3/4 down 11. November, 11.17 1/2 down 6. March soybean meal, 4.44 10 down 5.10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. We're coming up now on 9:01 Central Time. Get your Ag Outlook tickets. The number to call is 217-333-7300.